This is Celia Lacey. I'm here today at Hodsock Priory in North Nottinghamshire. It's the opening day of Snowdrops 2012 here at Hodsock Priory. And I'm here now with George Buchanan, who's the owner of Hodsock Priory. Good afternoon, George.
Hello, Celia. How are you doing?
Really well. I'm actually spending the day here with you today covering some of the activity that's going on, all the visitors coming in. It's an exciting day for you, isn't it? It's your first day sort of open for 2012.
It is, and it's very chilly, and it's crisp, and it's clear, and we've had a couple of hundred visitors through, which is fantastic, and we're celebrating our 21st anniversary of opening for Snowdrops, so it's a celebratory day, it's good fun. We've got some free cakes and ale going out today, and we've done a couple of tours which have been very popular, and a lot of people huddling around the fire, both in the panelled hall and out in the woods as well.
And George, can you tell me why you think people are so attracted to Snowdrops? What is it about Galanthus that makes people want to come back year after year?
I think like anything that's collectible and where there are rare varieties of something, it attracts people. They're interested in and how many different varieties can I clock up? How many can I recognise? And I'm still learning. I know we've got over 80 different varieties here, but I can only mention about 20 of them at a glance. I need to refer back to them. And even my mother, who's been here for nearly 50 years, still has to refer to her books. So I think it's something that really gets into the gardener fascination. It's the sense of the subtleties between the different varieties. That's what gets people excited. So something that's got a slightly different streak of green to the next one, or has a slightly longer stem, or a slightly longer petal, or it's got three petals, not four petals. A snowdrop is not just a snowdrop. There are so many different varieties.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, for the people who aren't perhaps the galanthophiles and the specialists, I think still snowdrops have quite an alluring appeal. That you know, when they appear in their carpets in the woods, it's such a pretty scene. So we're expecting a bit of snow today, aren't we? So hopefully that'll not sort of keep people away. What else is there to see here? Perhaps if you're not a galanthophile as such, but perhaps if you've got children, what can families do here when they come to Hodsock Priory?
Well, that's a main passion of mine, is to see this as a great day out. And not only do we have wonderful walks around the garden, so it's a good excuse to wrap up warm and get some exercise and clear the cobwebs. It's the first chance for a lot of people to get out after Christmas and go and do something, because a lot of places don't open until the Easter. So come and get some fresh air and exercise, come and warm up by the bonfire in the woods, explore the wonderful natural woodlands that we have, but also come and have a look in the house. We've got a little history exhibition, so if you're interested in heritage and architecture and all old buildings and the fact that it's a living, breathing family home, and you'll often see at least two, if not four, of our children waving out of our kitchen window. It's a nice touch to see that, unlike a more museum-style house, which seems to have been preserved since the family left. We're still living and breathing, we're still here, and you get a strong sense of that. We've got a cafe bar, and that's doing roaring business right now. They've got pie and peas and bacon butties flying out the door, lots of people huddling around teas and coffees. So there's more than meets the eye when you first think of coming to see the Hodsock Snowdrop.
Excellent. So we're going to be open here for another month, every single day until the 4th of March. So what else is coming ahead? Just very quickly, what else have we got to look forward to here at Hodsock?
Well, there's some great stuff going on. New events for this year. Valentine's Night is proving very popular on the 14th of Feb. We've got some gardening talks with Jamie Dunstan, who's a gold medal winner at Chelsea, and Rose Hardy is an RHS gardener. And we've got a food and craft fair over two weekends, the 18th, 19th of Feb and 25th, 26th. So very exciting, new stuff, things we've never done before, and I think we'll attract a lot more new visitors.
Excellent, George. Thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you.